My name's Aaron Goodwin. You may know me from the TV show Ghost Adventures, where Zach, Nick, and I go out and hunt the most evil spirits out there. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it. It's on the Travel Channel, and it's a scary life to live. It is full of its crazy emotions and, oh man, the stuff that follows us home and the things that we do. And, you know, we're not just out there hunting. We're actually out there communicating with some pretty gnarly spirits. And it has its consequences and it has its things that mess with your life. But it's worth it because, in a way, you get to talk to the dead and you get to find out answers to the what happens in the afterlife. So that's what I do. And on my spare time, I do a ton of other things. Egg Goodwin Collections, art. I'm trying to put my mind on paper, working on a bunch of other projects here, little small independent projects. You name it, I'm probably doing it. I spend most of my time at home working and creating. I call it the Tony Stark. It's where Iron Man, when he's always in the movies, his secretary will come down and be like, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he'll be like, what day is it? Or, you know, he just works so much and he loses track of time. That's what I do when I get home. Sometimes I just get in this mode and 2-3 days go by. I sleep, but, you know, 2 or 3 days go by and hours go by and I'm just working and working and working. And the next thing you know, it's Wednesday. And I'm like, holy crap. What happened to Monday and Tuesday? So that's kind of like what I call my Tony Stark moments. I just work and put everything aside and just go. So in this podcast here, in this little thing I'm going to be doing, I'll be talking a lot with you guys, being able to answer questions for you, talk about issues or subjects that are going on. You'll hear it straight from my mouth. And I'll be doing this once a week. I'm trying to do it more. Maybe twice a week, but I'm not sure as of right now. I'll just be doing it for once a week and hope you guys enjoy it. And you can learn a bunch about me instead of hearsay, what you see or hear on the internet. You can hear it straight from me. All right, let's talk about the weight loss. A lot of you have been asking, Aaron, you've lost a lot of weight. Are you sick? Is everything okay? Everything's fine. I don't have diabetes. I'm not on drugs. I eat healthy. Basically what I've been doing, you guys saw me at the documentary, and in the documentary, I just got done working on a NASCAR reality TV show, and I sat on the editor for 2.5 months, and then I went and pitched it and tried to, you know, sell a reality TV show to networks. Well, during that time, during that 2.5 months, I drank tons of mocha frappuccinos and just food and sugar to keep myself awake, because for 2.5 months, I sat on this chair and edited 2 shows. Let's just say I gained a lot of weight doing that. And then Nick met Zach, I knew Nick for a while, and so he asked me to go and help him shoot the Ghost Adventures documentary. At the time, I was just going out and shooting some stuff, and so that's what you guys see me as the biggest. Well, over the years, I've lost some weight, but in the last couple years, well, really in the last 6, 7 months, probably 8 months now, I've really hardcore just stop sugar. Like, I don't stop it. I still have it, but I bring a lot of my portions down. So let's just say you eat a normal meal and you just take out a few things a day on that normal plan of meal or the plan of food you eat. What happens is you automatically burn off calories because you're not eating as much. It's like, you know, don't overeat and you won't gain as much weight. Same concept, same thing. So what I've done is I eat a meal, a big meal during the day, and then I eat like a little bit a meal or a little snacks here and there throughout the night. And then at night, I'll have something like yogurt, cereal, fruit, something that's easy to digest. Because when it sits inside your stomach, it doesn't digest at night while you sleep. A lot of people, like everyone I know, you get off work late. Let's say you're a server, you get off at 11, you're starving, you eat at 12, you go out and have some drinks or hang out with your friend or play some video games, whatever, you go to bed at 3, that food's still kicking it in there. And when you sleep, it just sits in there and it doesn't, you know, digest it properly. But if you were to snack on something light at night, it's easier to digest, you don't gain as much weight. basically I'm saying is bring your portions down. Do not eat heavy foods at night. If you're going to eat heavy foods at night, have some like cereal, salad works, fruit, you know, just something easy to digest or nothing too heavy on you. That's what I've been doing. I've been taking a lot. I used to drink mocha frappuccinos, then I went to mochas, then I went to coffee with sugar, and now it's just straight black coffee. I've taken a lot of sugar out. I haven't eaten fast food in 5 years, so dude, that fast food will kill you. I know it's cheap, I know it's fast, but it will kill you. It is really, really bad for your body. So when you drop that out, you drop less portions out, you start eating healthier, and you take away a bunch of sugar, you just will start dropping weight. A lot of you have come up to me or written me and said, hey, I've been doing what you've been doing for my blog. You can see my blog at agoincollections.com. It's about the weight loss. And I put that up a little while ago, and so this kind of just, you know, recapping on how it's been going. But a lot of people have been writing me back and saying it's been working, and they don't eat late at night, and they drop pounds quick. So that's the thing, you know, just watch what you eat. I mean, now everything's full of chemicals. It's full of like preservatives and all this stuff. So it's like, you know, you want a cheese on crackers. Well, if you look at the ingredients, it's like two paragraphs long. Like, what are you putting in your body? Well, I try to think a lot about what did they put in your body in the 20s, you know, like when there was none of this stuff, you know. I try to eat stuff just like a baked potato, a piece of steak. They say you're not supposed to have 6 ounces of meat a day, or something like that. 6 to 8 ounces of meat a day is all your body can digest. So I've kind of gone that route, and it's brought my portions down smaller. I don't stuff myself. Sometimes I do during the day. I'll eat a couple meals, and then at night, like 5-6 hours later, when I start getting hungry, you know, I'll have crackers, or not just crackers, but something really light, something not heavy to digest. Another big thing, and the reason like I had to go this route, is because I can't have corn. I have some reaction, like allergic. I might be allergic. I don't think I'm allergic, but something about it. If I have stuff with corn syrup, I can have so much of, but corn starch, all this other stuff, like corn on the cob, anything, corn bread, popcorn. Oh God, I miss it. If I even have it, it feels like my stomach just. It is in pain. It feels like it's just ripping up. It's this weird thing. So now I can't have much of anything with corn in it. So I have to look at everything. I can't have potato chips. I can have kettle chips. Doesn't have corn in it. It doesn't have corn oil. It doesn't have anything like that. But all these other stuff does. And so by me not being able to have corn takes tons of stuff out of my diet. Potato chips, you know, all this bad stuff for you. And so, that's another reason I've lost a lot of weight too. And now I'm at, I just weighed myself today, and it's what, March? No. It's what day is today? I never can remember the day. I travel a lot. I always just go, I think it's Wednesday, the 13th of June. And I'm 197 pounds. And I was in the documentary 256 pounds. And so just in the last, I don't know, I would say 3 months, I've gone from 210 to 197. And it just, you know, that's about it. I've fluctuated that much, but that's, I think I'm at my norm now. And, but yeah, I don't know. Just kind of telling you guys how I lost my weight. I mean, everyone's different. Everyone's different. Everybody works different. People can work out every single day and still gain weight. I mean, this isn't going to make you lose weight. It's just, that's how I did it. And a lot of people it works for. So it takes a lot of discipline. I mean, trust me, there are days I go just wanting to eat a lot and stuff like that. And sometimes I do, you know, like there's probably 2 days a week where I go to a restaurant and eat three desserts, you know, like some days I store up on sugar. Sometimes my body will say, need sugar now, and I'll eat it, you know, but problem is when I eat sugar, like if I eat a whole candy bar or like a cupcake, I get really tired and I want to take a nap because I don't eat that much sugar. So it kind of just shows you right there that when you throw it in your body just crashes. And so, but I do eat fruit and I do eat like, you know, I do eat a lot of fruit, so that is a real sugar anyways, but it's, I guess, a different kind of sugar. I'm not sure. I'm not a nutritionist. Just kind of went with what my body and how I do it, and that's what I'm just kind of sharing with you guys. So maybe something that I've said can relate to something you do and maybe can help you a little bit in losing weight if you're out there trying to lose weight. So, I don't know. Try it. Try eating good, smaller portions. Don't eat heavy at night. Get rid of fast food. If you're going to have sugar, don't need a ton of sugar. If you're going to eat, if you eat two, say you eat two candy bars a day, only eat one candy bar a day. You're already dropping calories. You know, you don't absolutely need it. But I don't know. Hopefully you can take some of that and it'll help. So a lot of people ask, you know, a lot of people ask me on Twitter and Facebook, how do I deal with what I do and, you know, all the stuff that follows me home and why don't I cleanse myself and all this stuff. I'll get way more into this stuff throughout these podcast talks and throughout these interviews, I promise. But this will be a quick one. When I lived in my old house or apartment, I would get cleansed after things. And what happened was, is all hell broke loose. It was almost like as soon as I did the sage in my house, then posters and all these things would fly off my walls, and like you'd hear all these crazy sounds and noises. I'd turn on the EVP or the PX at the time, and it would just be like, you know, nonstop saying things that are so relevant to me. So I decided after that, maybe I shouldn't do the cleansing, because then I started thinking as soon as I start cleansing, it might mess up the evidence, might mess up my mojo. Like if I got all cleansed up, who's to say a spirit wants to come next to me because I'm cleansed, right? So this is kind of the theory that went in my mind for a while. So that was like 2 years ago, 3 years ago was the last time I did it. And since then I'm at my house, things are scratching me, or, you know, my leg get pulled out of the bed or all kinds of crazy stuff. That's just some of them. Then I started realizing, okay, maybe you're just trying to get my attention and not trying to hurt me. Because if you're willing to hurt me, I got stairs. You could push me. You could do all kinds of things to hurt me easily. You know, a spirit could do that, but they're not. So then I thought, well, maybe you're just trying to touch me and that's what the scratch mark is, or something. You know, I'm sure like not all of it's good. I mean, I bring home some gnarly, nasty stuff. But then I started realizing when I got home, things would be active and scary, but it was like if I did have a ghost chilling with me, then it was like bringing another ghost into the room or spirit, and those two spirits button heads for a minute, so there's a little bit of confrontation in the house, and then it would calm down. It was just kind of how it went, and not every location would happen, but it happened enough to be like, I just got back from Tombstone. I walk out of my bedroom in the morning from waking up. I look in my living room and I see a cowboy, clear as day, dirt on his pants, everything, standing in my living room. And then all of a sudden I close my eyes, open them, it's gone. So like, it could be a trickery on my brain, or it could actually be there. And then, so what I did is, I actually had like a little coin and some trigger objects, and I put them out there at the PX, and it just started saying stuff. It said cowboy, it would say everything relevant. And then I'd ask it questions, obviously, did I see that? And, you know, I get EVP once in a while, it said yes, or, you know, sometimes it's strive for the answer, but it wouldn't come through. And so, but that's the weird thing. So it's like, it didn't stay long, but it left, you know, but sometimes they do stick around. So I decided, I'm not going to cleanse. If the show's over and all that stuff, I'll do it. But right now, absolutely not. I'm not afraid of it anymore. Well, I'm afraid, but like the stuff that falls, if it follows me home, obviously it has a connection with me or something, and it hasn't harmed me, scratched me, like to the point where like I need to go to the hospital or done anything crazy. So then I realized, okay, so it's like, let's say you go out and you're hanging around a bunch of dogs and the meanest dog there likes you and you're petting it. And you get to take it home and it's nice to you, but mean to others. So it's almost like protective. It's really weird. So I started looking at it that way, and well, that's where I'll stop. It gets way better, but that's all coming with the other podcasts, stuff and the interviews you guys will be asking me. I mean, I'm going to be doing this for a while, so I could talk about this for a long period of time. So what I'm going to start doing is just doing little segments and concentrate on little parts. And then after you listen to them all, you'll see the big picture.